Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you have a few minutes, sir?
Yeah.
All right, sir. The first question is, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, now, are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, sir, and just to make sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white or Caucasian, African-American or Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, or a mixed race?
Mixed race.
Would that be a mixed race with Black?
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, and and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
And I'm in my 50s.
50s, okay. All right. All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Will vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this upcoming presidential and congressional elections, November 2024, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated. But you may use any number from 0 to 10.
8.
All right. And thinking about the direction the city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
He's doing what he can do.
So would that be strongly approved, just somewhat approved?
Somewhat approved.
Okay. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. But you may use any number between 0 and 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion, never heard of that person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one would be Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
7%.
70?
Yep.
Okay. The Republican Party?
0%.
Kamala Harris?
50%.
50. The Democratic Party?
50%.
J.D. Vance?
0%.
0. Tammy Baldwin?
0%.
Donald Trump?
0%.
And Project 2025?
0%.
0%. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? Or if you still undecided, please say so.
It would be between Cornel West and Kamala. So that's undecided.
Okay. So undecided. But if you had to lean towards like one of them, which one would you lean at this time? That way I can mark it down.
I would go with Kamala.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Okay. Please rate me each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not all convincing reason to support her for president. Okay. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay. Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people get ahead. Would you say that's not a convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
5.
A 5. Okay, Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As a district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges and even refuse to bring charges against people accused of nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. Rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses, Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice reform. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
5.
5. Okay, and the last one says, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can do and can't do. It is, as a president, she will fight to pass a bill that would reverse the overturning of Roe versus Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. Okay, would that make you not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
5.
5. Okay, all right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but once again, if the election for president were held today and the candidate were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I don't like neither one of them, but I just like Trump even more. I would never vote for him. It's the lesser of two evils. I will vote for Kamala just because,
All right.
So that idiot don't get in there.
Okay, right. Okay, once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated. But you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Probably 6.
6, all right. All right, sir, almost finished with this survey. I'm only going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important, to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 is somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing reason to vote at all, okay, in 2024 presidential election. Banning Muslims and deporting people of color, does Trump, that is what Trump America will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in America history. This would involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violation of both human rights and the rights of American citizens. To stop this inhumane evil act, there's only one solution, vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
That's convincing. Not both for him. I give that about an 8 or 9.
About 8. Okay. All right, sir. Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA to use against, its enemies and reshape America. It eliminates the Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortion without exception, and rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, while giving more tax breaks to the wealthy. It sets up, mass deportation and gives the military the power to break up protests. We must vote to stop Project 2025. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
That's very convincing.
What number would you say, from 0 to 10?
10.
All right. So in the last one, say a second Trump presidency means, you know, taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct, and erase the history of racism and slavery from a school textbook. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancement that past, you know, generations fought and died for. We can't go backwards. It is our responsibility to use our political power to protect our future. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing from 0 to 10? Yes.
Very convincing at 10.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. So, once again, okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, okay, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I'd vote for Camilla.
Okay. All right, sir. And once again, please write me your level of motivation, you know, for voting on this year's presidential and congressional election on November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
Well, you got to be motivated at 9.
A 9. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
I completed all the years.
Would that be some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate?
Yeah, some vocational high school, some vocational classes.
So just some college or vocational certificate?
Yes, vocational certificate.
Okay.
And stuff.
All right, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Are you married? I'm married. Live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah. Okay. 18 and older, but they don't live here.
All right. Okay, but what about younger? 18 years of age or younger?
No.
No, not younger. Okay.
They've all left the nest.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. With this, this concludes our survey. Okay. Thank you very much for your time and participation on this survey. I appreciate it.
Hey,
you have a great evening.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Who sponsors this survey?
Well, sir, they don't give us that information. You know, that way we don't interfere with your, with your opinion.
Right. I'm just curious.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your help.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.